WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. All eyes and ears will be on the State House Monday for a planned vote to legalize recreational marijuana for adult use. Intense lobbying is continuing this weekend as the vote count still comes up short for passage. Governor Murphy's been in scramble mode trying to convince fence sitters this is a must-do.
We have a chance to protect our kids. This is 21 years up and older. We're not inventing marijuana, by the way. That exists.
Murphy's been trying to paint it as a social justice bill to rally support, emphasizing plans for erasing criminal records. The Reverend Charles Boyer says the bill lacks the robust community reinvestment he wants to see, but is nevertheless a major step forward.
New Jersey has the opportunity to literally set captives free from prison, probation, parole, and a life stigmatized and shackled by a criminal record.
In terms of legalization, Governor Murphy says it is Monday or never, and he's already developing a fallback plan that would dramatically expand the number of medical marijuana dispensaries. How will Jersey police handle drivers suspected of being stoned behind the wheel? Unlike alcohol, there's no test that gives an instant measurement for how much marijuana is in somebody's system. Supporters of legalization downplay the issue, saying they'll provide training for law enforcement, but exactly how that works is still not known, and many police chiefs are still opposed. A mother and son from New Jersey appear to have been cooking up some sugary treats laced with THC, the psychoactive ingredient found in marijuana. When Patterson police pulled over Connie and Jason Rivera for not wearing their seatbelts, they also searched the car. And they found plenty of bagged weed, but also a homemade concoction of sugary cereals like Fruity Pebbles and Captain Crunch, all laced with weed. They were stopped about a mile away from William Patterson University and Passaic Community College. New Jersey last year expanded gambling through the introduction of sports betting. We're on the verge of that vote to legalize marijuana, and now we're starting a deep dive into a possible major expansion of beer, wine, and liquor sales, maybe at convenience stores and supermarkets.
Assemblyman Joe Danielson says up to three hearings are planned as part of a comprehensive look at a complex system in need of a fix.
Very critically important topic, which is 71 years in the making and in need of retooling and reviewing, perhaps even rewriting.
But it's a difficult thing to change as current license holders in some cases paid over $1 million for a lifetime investment. Move carefully, says Assemblyman Brian Rumpf.
One small move in the wrong direction can irreparably damage many existing license holders.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
During his run for governor, Phil Murphy vowed to make New Jersey a sanctuary state, and now sweeping new rules are in effect. It essentially bars any police department from cooperating with immigration agents in any way. New Jersey 101.5's Patrick Lavery is explaining how the rules work.
Under the Immigrant Trust Directive, Jersey law enforcement officials at all levels cannot stop, question, arrest, search, or detain individuals solely on the basis of immigration status, either actual or suspected. They cannot ask about that status unless necessary to an investigation and relevant to the offense.
Officers also can't participate in civil immigration enforcement operations done by ICE, nor provide ICE with access to resources or allow ICE to interview anyone not afforded the right to a lawyer. There are notable exceptions for emergencies, and nothing prevents cops from asking you for proof of ID. More than a dozen people, school superintendents, teachers, parents, students, told lawmakers at the Assembly's first budget hearing further changes to the school funding formula are needed to avoid devastating cuts in districts losing aid. Pittman Superintendent Patrick McAleer said the revised formula isn't thoughtful or deliberate and risks creating educational have-nots in districts like his.
A funding mechanism that creates winners and losers and imposes draconian cuts that hurt hundreds of thousands of children statewide is no solution at all.
Add Toms River and Middletown to the growing number of districts that say they'll have to fire dozens of staff members and or dramatically raise taxes to make up for a lack of state aid. New Jersey is dumping hundreds of millions more of our dollars into school aid, but that new funding formula actually cuts aid to a third of districts. It's the main reason New Jersey property taxes could skyrocket this year, and you can read my full analysis of that at NJ1015.com. A second measles outbreak in Ocean County has health officials concerned. It's again centered around Lakewood. The alert is up for anybody who could have been exposed. While health officials are terming this as a highly suspect case associated with the current outbreak announced earlier this month, they're investigating any link to the previous outbreaks just declared over in January or outbreaks in other states. A few weeks ago, flu levels were dropping in parts of the Garden State from high to moderate. That sparked hopes of an early end of flu season, but those hopes have now been dashed.
According to state epidemiologist Dr. Tina Tan, a new influenza surveillance report has just been completed and...
all of the different regions in our state, the north, the central, and southern regions, all are seeing high flu-like illness activity.
She says even though spring has sprung...
as long as flu is circulating in the community, we do advise that if you haven't already gotten the flu shot, to get the flu shot.
Dr. Tan adds this year's flu season could last into May. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A South Jersey woman has filed a lawsuit against her male boss and the electrical contractor they both worked for, alleging years of sexual harassment. In her suit, Megan Martin alleges Drew DeSilvestro showed her naked photos of himself, left a sex toy on her desk, propositioned her many times. She even recorded him saying women should not have the same rights as men do. As for the company, Kreis Electrical in Elmer, she says the owner thought it was all a joke, even fining DeSilvestro a dollar every time he made an inappropriate comment and putting it in a harassment jar. Good and bad news about the onset of the spring season, and the bad news is an unexpected severe allergy reaction to the fact that winter moisture has created a lot of pollen in New Jersey.
You can actually pre-medicate with oral antihistamines if it's just mild symptoms, but once you get nasal congestion, antihistamines do not work for congestion. Intranasal steroids do.
Jersey allergy specialist Dr. Leonard Bialaroy suggests allergy sufferers limit outdoor activity when pollen counts are high, keeping your windows shut, wearing a filter when mowing or gardening. A teenager from New York really wanted to go to Great Adventure, so police say he stole a yellow cab from Manhattan for his trip. He didn't get far. He got tired. Officers found 19-year-old Jonathan Guelpa asleep behind the wheel of the cab in Rochelle Park, which had been tracked using GPS. Even if he hadn't stopped for a nap and gotten caught, his trip would have ended in disappointment. Great Adventure doesn't open until April. Hey, are you looking for a delicious and simple meal for your family this weekend? Check out my slow cooker seafood stew. It's a savory broth brimming with big pieces of shrimp and fish and crab and clams. The video recipe and your shopping list is at nj1015.com. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. All of our content available anytime on demand through the NJ1015 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5, then Talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.